Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, the cost of a pint is to rise by 4 cents from the 14th of August. Guinness owner Diageo is to increase the price it charges for draft beer for the second time this year. For more, we're joined now by John Clendenin, who is president of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. And John, you're welcome to the programme. It's a 4 cent increase, that's before VAT. So, I suppose what people are really interested in is how much will publicans be adding on to the price of a pint when it comes to it?
Good evening, Sarah. And look, to answer your question, I think that's up to each individual publican to decide what the price increase that they're going to pass on, if they do pass on, actually is. But I think we need to take a step back and put this in perspective. In January of this year, you know, 6 months ago, we would have sat with Diageo and we would have looked at a price increase which would have been unprecedented, something that we'd never seen before in the form of a 12 cents increase. And we sought reassurance at the time that that would.
We might have lost John's line. We'll see if we can get John back up
on the...
Oh, sorry, John. Sorry to interrupt you, John. Your line just dropped there. So you're just trying to put that into perspective.
Yeah, I think to put that in perspective, 6 months into the year, and now all of a sudden, like a bolt out of the blue, we see an further increase without any prior notice. And it's left many publicans seriously frustrated and quite disappointed that it has come without any notice. And I suppose, you know, we're looking at it at a time where we're at the peak of the summer season for many. It's 2 or 3 months of the year where they can yield revenue to get them through the winter. And instead now we're in a position as a federation where we're looking for an urgent meeting with Diageo to discuss this increase and also look for a review of it and to take further action in terms of reversing it.
So it's 17 cent then in total. Is it 16 cent in total that's gone up so far this year? Has that been passed on generally?
Generally speaking, I think a lot of our members have tried to absorb it where they possibly could, but I think this is going to be, to an extent, just a step too far. And I think, you know, if you look at, and even some of your previous speaker in relation to their election and bringing buildings back to life and pubs, you know, the pub as an entity has changed considerably over the last 20 years, where it was once, you know, an entity that was recognised with the sale of alcohol, whereas now, in terms of publicans, what they offer to customers, we're competing for a start with everything from, you know, a gym membership to a holiday in the Costa del Sol. And we've had to diversify into a whole new range of products, a whole new range of offerings and different experiences. And in terms of that happening, it doesn't happen for free. There is a cost to it. And, you know, in my own business, I wouldn't expect any musician to come in for free and play for a night. And no different to that. I think that's replicated right across the country in terms of different initiatives that are passed on. But up until now, many publicans have absorbed the likes of these initiatives that they've put on.
I'd be interested to hear from listeners on that. They can text us to 51551 if they've noticed that these prices haven't been passed on. Has your price of the pint stayed the same, or have you noticed an increase? Just in terms of, I know you're very disappointed with what Diageo has done, but Heineken has hiked its prices by 17 cents in the past year. It's a little bit more than what Diageo has done.
Yeah, but, you know, Heineken introduced a price increase, and I'm by no means going to defend it, but it was a price increase at a period in time. It was introduced, and we sought reassurance that we would see no further increases at that point in time. You know, what we sought a similar reassurance from Diageo back in January. We understood that was the agreement, and now we're in a situation 6 months later where we're seeing a further increase. And I suppose that's why, you know, we want to be fair to our members as a federation. We want to ensure certainty for pubs up and down the country. And I think for that perspective, it would have been, you know, good to see a commitment to the price that was increased at the start of the year maintained for the whole period of 2023.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see what Diageo have to say about all that. That's John Clendenin, President of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.